Here's a topic we touch on from time to time on the programme, homelessness and where we are with homelessness in this part of the world. There's actually a special mass that's happening next week. I want to speak to Father Eugene O'Neill about this. Father Eugene, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just in relation to this special mass, it's across at St. Patrick's. This is the church which is indeed getting a fine lick of paint at the moment, or certainly a bit of stone blasting or sand blasting, and it's looking fabulous. The church that has often been the centre of some controversy, the place where Prince Charles visited and all of that. However, you are running a mass that I suppose we should be expecting in churches the length and breadth of the country. We don't often hear of them, but this is one for the homeless.
Well, Frank, I'm glad you mentioned our restoration project. It's more than a lick of paint. It's costing us about £3 million, £2 million of which we don't have. So if you want to dig deep, we're happy to take that money from you. But we became very aware that it's not just enough to restore churches and build bricks and mortar. We have to keep doing what Jesus does in the Gospels, which is reaching out and welcoming people. So as a result of a discussion between my colleague, Father Dominic, and some friends and partners in the community, we realised that the constituency which isn't being welcomed really strongly enough is the constituency literally on the streets in front of our church, the homeless. So we had a series of discussions and we realised, you know what, we need a big event, something iconic, something that reaches out in music, in food, in welcome, to draw people in and just say, you know what, you're part of our community and you matter more than that, you're central to us.
So this particular mass that's happening next Wednesday, it's aimed at highlighting an issue as much as it is at providing a service.
Absolutely. We want to highlight the problem of homelessness, which is growing hugely, and I know you're going to talk to Paul McCusker very soon about that, hugely in our society. And the irony is, as Belfast, particularly North Belfast, transforms into this wonderful kind of magnet sucking people in from all over the world, the homeless issue is getting worse. But so we want to highlight that, but we don't in any way want to, instrumentalize people who are suffering homelessness. We want to highlight the issue, but also start an initiative to actually do something practical to help homeless people.
Now, the critics will say, and you touched on it right at the very beginning with how much it costs to renovate a church, and there's fabulous work being done there. The critics will say, could that money not be better spent addressing the real issues of those who don't have a roof over their head?
Well, the reality is, Frank, there's loads of money out there for all sorts of things. When it comes to the renovation of the church, we don't have any choice. We either have to let the whole thing fall down, or we have to spend the money, fixing it up. And the money we're spending actually doesn't come from us in a sense. We don't have any money. We just put it out to people and said, do you want this beautiful church, which is so much part of your heart and community, to be restored, or do you want it to fall down? And people with very limited means have given us, huge amounts of money. But I think there's money for all these projects. I think we have to hold both in tandem, the restoration of buildings and the beautification of our city, and also never forgetting equally that people have to be at the centre of all our endeavours.
I'm about to go to Paul. I know you've got to go to celebrate Mass, Father Eugene.
It's 10 o'clock. I'll stay on for a minute.
Your time this morning. I do want to ask you one question on the back of our previous conversation with Lorna Byrne, who is the angel lady who believes that angel intervention could in many ways help us in so many aspects of life. Where exactly is the Catholic Church in terms of guardian angels and angel intervention?
Well, I say my prayer to my guardian angel every day, don't you, Frank?
I'm very aware of the prayer to the guardian angel. O angel of God, my guardian dear,
guardian
to whom
dear,
God's love commits
love
me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, amen. But I can't remember the last time I said it.
There's a first for you, one of Frank. Start, this is your beginning. Start from this one. No, look, the church is a very sophisticated and intelligent kind of set of philosophical beliefs about created things, I, you, me, the world, and things that are created but are actually invisible. Now, probably don't have time to go into that here, but it's around that we believe in angels. We basically believe these are incorporeal, i.e. bodiless creations of God. And our belief comes straight from the scripture, straight from the Bible, and has been part of the tradition of the church right since the beginning. Now, there are certain elaborations of that I wouldn't buy into, but the basic core of the matter is what I've just said. Created by God, they do not have bodies, but they exist, and it's a biblical belief.
But you're not critical of the Lorna Burnses of this world?
Do you know what? I try not to be critical of anyone because, as we were always taught in primary school, you point a finger at someone, you have three fingers pointing back at yourself.
You should be in the diplomatic corps, Father. I'll let you go to celebrate Mass.
Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Lovely to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Father Eugene O'Neill across at St. Patrick's in Donegal Street. Paul McCusker is the man who's very much behind this particular Mass and the ongoing help for the homeless in Belfast. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Paul. This is a gesture by the church. This is something that puts the spotlight again on homelessness in the city. How bad is it at present?
Yeah, at the minute, Frank, we're seeing an increase in particularly young people who are presenting homeless, and we see big issues around drug addiction problems as well. So, you know, we certainly still have a big problem around homelessness, and this event is very exciting because, you know, it's in the centre of Belfast, and, you know, and just to sort of, when you walk through Belfast, say, centre, people will certainly see people who are on the street, so they can access the church very easily, and it's about keeping the focus and keeping the attention on what is still a big problem in society. I mean, you just look back at the recent figures from 2015 and 16, and almost 19,000 people presented homeless, and 52% of those people were single people. You know, so we certainly have a big issue, and the work that I've been doing is around keeping that focus, keeping the attention, and we need a lot more work around early intervention, prevention, and supporting those people who do find themselves, unfortunately, on our streets of Belfast. And, you know, but I think the key thing around this Mass next week is that, you know, Father Eugene and Father Dominic have been very, very good, and the church have been very good to allow us to do this big event. But again, it's keeping the focus and giving those people who have lost all hope a wee bit of hope in terms of getting the right support that they need.
There are many different forms of homelessness, from the people who have lost their jobs and can't pay indeed their mortgage, to the sofa surfers, right through to those who literally are at the cardboard box end on the street. What about the person who is the genuine beggar on the street? I'm not talking about those who are professional beggars who are, you know, set down by someone in a Mercedes car and an hour later they're all collected again. I'm talking about the genuine down at heel beggar who can't even cut it in a hostel and who's on the streets. Are you in favour of people like that being supported financially by the passerby? You know, the Pope is saying yes to that, but charities are disagreeing with that. They don't see that as the right way to go.
Well, Frank, over the past number of years, I've facilitated many, many groups, hundreds of people on the streets of Belfast, and we go on the streets and we support those who are sleeping rough. Now, one of the things that I always, my advice is that, one, we should never judge anybody. You know, being on the street is difficult, you know, and some horrific conditions. I mean, what the advice I always give as well is basically that go to a shop, get a cup of tea, give some food and give some support, and ensure that person has been signposted into the other charities and services that deal with that. But I mean, one of the big key things is that we shouldn't judge anybody. Who are we to say that person is begging, or, you know, but I think it's a very key thing to say that, you know, it's very, very important that we don't judge, but we can support people in many, many, many ways.
However, we do have worries, don't we? If we give a couple of quid to someone who seems to be in a very unfortunate situation, that money is only going to be used to fuel the drug habit or fuel the alcohol habit.
Yeah, it's a very common question I get all the time, Frank. I get it every week from people, you know, when I'm on the streets quite frequently. And again, you know, people make their own decision in terms of what they want to do, whether they want to give money or whether they want to give food. But certainly, you know, I always advise people is, you know, it's very important we don't walk past these people, that we support these people on our streets who do require support. But go to a shop, get a cup of tea, get a sandwich, and ensure that they're actually being signposted into those services that are dealing with those issues.
Well, next Wednesday will be this special Mass at St. Patrick's, and we don't have a government at the moment. Whenever we do have a government, maybe sometime in the future, we'll keep our fingers crossed that at some point we may have one. Will homelessness be on the agenda to the point that it needs to be? Can you keep it up there, considering all the other issues?
Yes, I mean, I think it's a very, very key issue that we have in society, and, you know, we've lots of big issues, but homelessness is a big passion of mine, and I certainly will keep the focus and keep the attention on as far as I can do. But, you know, homelessness is more about than having a roof over your head. Home is a sense of belonging, your roots, your identity, and a place of emotional well-being. So, you know, it's a very, very isolating experience. These people do need support through this event next week, and continues to raise those issues. But as I say, you know, there's a lot more than giving a person a roof over their head. There's a lot more support these people need on these big, big, complex issues. I mean, in Belfast, each night, every single crisis facility and hostel bed is being used. So we know that, you know, that those current services do need to be expanded in terms of ensuring that the people are able to access those crisis beds each night. But, you know, I was out on the streets on Tuesday night. We came across some entrenched sleepers who have been there for a number of years, but we've seen some new faces as well. And some people are slipping through the net, so we have to ensure that those people are accessing the right services. But we need to keep the focus, Frank. We need to keep the attention on homelessness to support those in most need.
Yes, it can be, as has been proven, a life or death issue. Paul, good speaking to you. Thanks for talking to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you.
Paul McCusker, who works with Homeless Aware.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.